Labour unrest does the opposite. Public servants have threatened to embark on strike action after wage talks between unions and government deadlocked on Friday, with unions demanding a 7% increase while government is offering none. Claude Nyker, who's national manager of the Public Servants Association, joins us now with more on their stance. Claude, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So marathon talks between state negotiators and the Public Servants Association have deadlocked. Are you now stuck at square one?
Wage negotiations resumed on Friday, where the employer came and made its stance that it's unable to afford any further increase apart from a 0% increase. They've tabled a number of proposals where they've decided that, or they've proposed rather, to curb some of the allowances that public servants currently have, some of the resettlement expenditure that public servants have, the encashment of leave that public servants currently enjoy. They've indicated that they want to actually stop all these allowances. In essence, what they are proposing, that they will take the expenditure to be incurred in these allowances and perhaps shift these funds to try and subsidize the salary increase. Also, they will curtail pay progression. It's a notch increase that public servants are entitled to every year based on their performance. So all these proposals they've made yesterday to say, listen, we will not pay public servants for this coming financial year, and hopefully that they could recoup some of the savings to pay a salary increase. So this basically entails shifting of funds from one area to the other.
Claude, why is that not enough, given the very constrained budget that South Africa has its hands on?
Well, they did a calculation and they didn't articulate exactly how much the savings will entail and how much the savings will materialize in terms of a percentage increase. So that hasn't been calculated. They just merely made the proposal. Must remember, these allowances or these proposals that they are making are already encapsulated in collective agreements that we have signed many, many years ago. We're looking at some 10, 15, 20 years ago that public servants have enjoyed. So definitely, if we take back to our members, they definitely would not accept these proposals.
The reality, though, is the landscape has shifted considerably from where things were 10, 15 years ago. Are you willing to budge at all on that 7%? Because 7% comes in at CPI plus 4%, Claude.
Negotiations always entail that it's a give-and-take scenario itself. But if you come with a proposal of 0% increase, there's no room for us to actually negotiate on that. You're basically telling us we're not giving you anything at all. That's what in the 0% salary increase. If you come up with the more tangible offer, it's something that we can take back to our members and ask them they are willing to accept. You must recall this negotiations is in the backdrop of public servants not having received the salary increase last year. And that matter is still before the Constitutional Court, which is to be heard on the 24th of August.
Have you provided any ideas on where money could be extracted from?
Well, we've been since the last few years saying ailing SOEs, where they've been pumping money, fraud and corruption. There's been a lot of arrests, but we haven't heard of where they've recouped the money, where they've lost in this maladministration, corrupt activities. We haven't heard where monies have been paid back into the state coffers and to say, listen, yes, we've recouped some of this money. Let's see how we can manage this money in terms of the fiscal to see where we can give public servants a salary increase or other benefits. Nothing of this has materialized from the state. They've tried to give public servants an early retirement package, and we told them that this is not going to be sufficient, because I don't think public servants in this ailing economy is going to retire early. That failed dismally as well. So they haven't recouped savings from that either itself. I think if they recoup the monies lost in maladministration, surely we can sit around the table and look at how much has been recouped in those, or will be recouped in those.
As you say, it's proving to be hard to unwind, hard to recoup. Are public servants willing to wait?
The feeling on the ground is one of frustration, one of anticipation as well. We're not sure how long we can tell them to hold out. At the moment, judging from the feedback that we've got from members after our media statement and the report back that we've given on Friday, it's very hard to tell. But it's hard to tell how long they will hold out for. But the feeling is definitely on the cards that they want to embark on industrial action to try to force their hand.
Okay, so that's exactly segueing into my next question. What next? Is industrial action inevitable here?
Look, collective bargaining by nature is such that we can't continue waiting for the employer to come up with a tangible offer. Somewhere it's got to give, and the only option available for us is to declare a dispute come next week. And there's a process, a 30-day process, where conciliation takes place in terms of the constitutional provisions of the bargaining council. And if we can't find each other, industrial action is definitely on the cards for public servants.
Claude, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Claude Nyker, who's National Manager of the Public Servants Association.